Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, baby. We are back and better than ever. The Lions, a 34-10 thumping of the Cleveland Browns,
thumping,
making them look like the play like the color that they are named after. It's a great joke to start off. Yeah. But anyways,
on that note, I know.
Well, we're going to get into everything about this game, all the reactions. But before we do, let's introduce Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello, everybody. By the way, we did have two Browns fans who refused to go into the Lions Den.
They did. Here,
but well, hello.
Classic.
Reasonable.
UJ.
Reasonable people, Browns fans.
Hello, Lions fans.
And Run Dog.
Yo.
Then, of course, we got our producer, Kid J, off to the side. He might be chiming in.
Celebrating a Rams bit. Victory today.
Yeah. So, Lions went 34-10. They were in control for most of this game, except they gave up another opening touchdown drive, which ended up being the only touchdown. Four opening touchdown drives the defense has given up, but then they hamper down after. I don't know what it is with that first drive. They cannot figure it out for whatever reason. But nonetheless, we have Goff going for 168, 16-27, probably not his best game. Two touchdowns pick. Gibbs, 15-91. Amon-Ra, who allegedly was up 4:30 a.m., played video games. No problem whatsoever. 7 catches for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's go around the horn and just get our instant reaction. We'll start with you, Bob.
Yeah, it was a fun game. It was kind of an ugly game, and I don't know, it just felt a little sloppy on both sides. I mean, we do have elite playmakers, and we won the game, which didn't surprise me. But I enjoyed it. I always enjoyed a Lions win, no matter what. So, and it was good to, you know, we should just give up a touchdown every week, just to spot one for the other teams to make it fair.
Yeah,
but keep that going. But yeah, it was a fun game.
UJ.
All right. Well, it kind of went sort of to my prediction in our famous predictions. I knew it was going to be tough early because this Browns defense is really good. I mean, despite the score, 35 points or what you got, the Browns defense was formidable. That front four is tough, and they're just tough in general. And they give us a hard time. I mean, while they really didn't get to Goff, they got to him. They pressured him and hit him a few times. Even though they didn't get any sacks, but that was a formidable defense. And if that Browns team had any offense at all, they'd be really good. But as I kind of predicted, it was tough early, but then we started getting to them, and eventually our run game. Gibbs was really tough. The offensive line, a ton of credit for keeping Goff clean, and we just wore that team down, that defense, and then probably one of the best defenses in the league, and. It was fun to watch, and like Bob said, it wasn't pretty, but, man, I'll take a victory any day of the week. It was fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, this I agree with you about the Browns offense. It's pretty bad. Watching Flacco out there at his age, it wasn't good, especially that first interception that he threw, the lollipop to Kirby Joseph. Even if it was not a miscommunication, it was still just a bad throw.
Yeah, and his receivers didn't help him out when he was throwing the ball well.
No, it didn't.
No. No, they were not. Red Dog.
Yeah, it was Yeah, I don't know if I'd say it was so much sloppy on the defensive side of the ball, unless you count like the first drive, really. Because, but hey, look, if we have to give up one touchdown at the beginning of every game so that we play shutdown dominant defense the rest of the way, you know, I feel pretty good about our odds of winning all those games, especially with our offense. And the defense definitely, our offense was made a little sloppy by their defense. I think Goff didn't step into a few throws, like the pick, I think just was him. Or he got like arm cocky or something all of a sudden, thought he could just like wing out like a 60-yard pass. I don't know. But I think it was just because he didn't want to step up and risk getting hit as he threw. Instead, threw it way short.
Yeah.
And then overthrew game one, another one. But, you know, really it was just another solid a performance by him where he more or less protected the ball and you know, made the key throws and the key moments, and then it was a balanced attack, run and offense, or run and pass. So defense, though, was dominant. And defense, like, after that first drive, they just shut down so much of what the Browns tried to do.
So we're recording this at 8:49 p.m. Central Time during the Sunday night game, and Red Dog, James Houston, just had a sack for 11 yards and forced a fumble, and the Cowboys turned around and scored a touchdown off of it. So how about that?
I'm not surprised about that. Good for him.
How about that?
I thought I'd just tell you that.
Hey, man, exactly. I was always would have been happy if we kept him. I understand why we didn't, but, you know, we saw what he was capable of.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the defense here a little bit.
Yeah.
In my predictions, I said Jack Campbell had 12 tackles. He had 11. No sacks. And I predicted 31-13, so I was just off.
I picked 34-6, rather. So I was close.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Yeah, you were very close. Very close.
Man, I said they wouldn't get a touchdown. There would be no touchdown, and they ended up getting a touchdown the first drive. So, but the score was close, in my prediction.
Yeah, only two scores.
And I had Hutch as my roar of the week, and he got the.
He did indeed. He did indeed.
Yeah, a couple sacks. I mean, sacks. Couple sacks.
Yeah, double digit
whatever.
Sacks.
You know what I mean?
Whoa,
two.
I love the way the crowd freaked when Hutch went down the ground and the crowd was freaking out. People were grabbing their heads and they're like showing the crowd's reaction. It was like they were freaking out.
Yeah, that was me too at home watching that.
It's hard not to react like that, especially after what we went through last year. Watching
I know.
That.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Well, like and. It was like that kind of thing where he was in so much pain, and you really thought something bad had happened. Thank God it was only the wind getting knocked out of him. Like, oh man! And did you hear him after the game though? He was like talking about how he really wanted to like get up because he didn't want the fans to feel it. Like he knew they'd be we'd be freaking out, like because we'd be like, not again. And but he's like, but I gotta stay here for like 30 seconds. That will be good, dude. But speaking of Hutch. Did you see the freaking look in his eyes today on some of that like sideline? He had like a demon. He was in rage mode, man. He is a he just had that killer look. And then I just couldn't help thinking this. He's a kid. Like this is him. Like he's not there. He's only what like 22. Like we're gonna get him in the next few years. He's gonna be the best.
Yeah,
he's already so damn good, but he's just getting started. It's like oh my goodness.
He's still in his puppy stages.
Yeah, yeah. Like seriously,
not a full grown dog yet.
But he was. I mean, he's always so energetic. But it seems like I don't know. He gets hungry every week. That's even possible. He just gets more.
Yeah.
He was flying everywhere, rabid dog.
Because every week
he was pissed about that fumble, the sack fumble turnover by the penalty.
Oh yeah,
he would have had three sacks and two fumbles today if that didn't get turned over.
Yeah, he was a stud. Campbell's a stud, like you said with the tackle. He was all over the place. The secondary did a pretty good job most of the time. The injuries is really worrisome. Really worrisome.
Yeah, Campbell said he definitely thinks Reed is not playing next week. But he doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't think Arnold's is a major injury. So that could be a little bit of time.
Yeah, I
but
say
Reed's
give Reed
definitely more significant.
Wait till Reed's like 100% before you bring him back. We need
right.
him.
Yeah, I agree
for sure. Yeah, that interception he had was awesome.
That was dirty.
It was filthy. Just Studley play.
Yeah, it was good to see him
perfect coverage
in this game because he's kind of like we don't talk about a block because they don't throw his way often. They seem to throw carry-ons way more when they play us. And there's a reason for that. It appears.
Yeah,
that interception, he was covering him so perfectly that I think the reason Judy fell on the route was because he just was suffocated by the just his blanketing coverage, and it just. He dominated him there. That was such a sick play. Because, he was handsy, but, it was, the right kind of handsy for, really tight coverage. And that was just, I was impressed. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had any doubts about him, he won me over with that one, man. That was just such a sick play.
His handsiness won you?
Yeah. Handsy, no diddy.
I won him over. He's like, I'm in. He's handsy, I'm in.
Okay.
Pause.
Oh boy. Branch had a good game today too. I want to throw Branch in there, but I'm a little pissed off at Branch with his dumb penalties. He's kind of getting a little old. Like every game he has to do something stupid. And then
you just mentioned this on the last
podcast. Then he makes great plays. Yeah. No, but he did it again today.
I know, but
what's with this guy?
Just mentioned it.
That was a ticky-tack holding call on the erased fumble.
I thought that was bullshit, that call.
Yeah, I agree.
Just wanted to
he does have the most penalties thrown for any defensive back in the NFL right now, though.
But every team would want him, though. He's that good.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that is. Yes.
Yeah,
I would like to see him temper that a little more.
Came back and made right after was dirty.
It was. I'd just like to see him temper, do something about the penalties a little bit.
He does have a level of refinement left to be found in his game. Like, he's so freaking good, but I think his best football is still ahead of him as he, puts it all together. And I don't know if it's tempering it down or just, having better aim or whatever. Like, he's so good already, but he's got room to grow.
He's like Harry Callahan, in Magnum Force or whatever. He's a loose cannon. He can't be controlled, man. He's not going to go do what the chief says to do. He's going to play it the way he wants to play it, and he gets results. No, people don't like that.
Harry Callahan, I love it.
He was asking that tight end, are you feeling lucky, punk?
Yeah.
But yet again, the Lions defense, very stout against the run. 21 carries from Judkins for 82 yards, so 3.9. A couple were pretty good runs from him, but for the most part, pretty much shut down.
Yeah, how about
including
that guy,
an almost that, great goal line stand?
That Judkins guy. He was hard to get down. They'd hit him at the line, then he'd
he was tough.
Drag
yes.
him another 5 yards each time. He was hard to get down.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
That's what they want. That's why they just keep giving him the ball, because he's at least they're going forward on those plays.
Yeah.
Honestly, if the Browns had a decent O-line, that would be probably a tighter game, because I feel like they have weapons everywhere, and Flacco's not a bad old hand on the wheel, but that old line could not handle our D line. We were eating their lunch.
And like Bob said, he was not getting help from his wide receivers. He made some decent throws. Like the Harold Fannin guy, I thought was the ball was right here and just didn't reach the ball.
Right through
right there.
They dropped a couple in this game, Cleveland did, so to our benefit.
We definitely did.
Well, we helped them with some JMO contributed to that on our end.
Well, yeah, we can go to we get that side of the ball. The JMO golf connection was not good happening in this game.
Yeah, let me just say one thing on that, because I was thinking about this during the game, because they were just off. Either JMO would drop it or Goff's throw would sail the wrong way.
Yeah.
And but what I liked is they went to him, they kept going to him, and they went late in the game, and they got a nice connection. So I just like that they're going to keep hammering at that connection until they get it right, because especially in a game this, you can work on that stuff because you have such a lead, But
you're right, Bob. Yeah. And we talked about that beginning of the season. Morton, we thought he'd concentrate on going deep more, and then he has. He's done it 2-3 times a game. He's trying to hit JMO on a deep one, so it's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, and interesting.
And even if it's not working,
there was three legitimate shots at completing it, but one of them was off on their game, or they dropped it.
Well, the one he got
Goff just did not see a second safety. He thought JMO was just, I'm imagining that's why he threw that interception, because he thought
I thought he just underthrew the shit out of it. I mean, it didn't seem like he stepped hard into it. If he did really stepped into that one, because Goff can throw it 60 yards. That went 50.
That was the case there. You're just leading him to the right, the open part of the field until he...
What? Maybe you're right, but I
didn't realize there was a second safety there.
I mean, I'm disagreeing.
That'd be an awful... That'd be a really underthrown ball there. That was the case.
It's still the receiver.
It was a really underthrown ball. J-Mo was nowhere near catching that thing, even if the safety wasn't there.
It was
there.
A severely underthrown ball.
Yeah, what are you... That was like 10 yards underthrown. Yeah. I think it just, yeah, right. I think he just armed it and didn't get into it. Like, and I have a feeling, like, not to let Goff off the hook. He had his, you know, bad plays, but whatever. He just keeps going on and doing his thing. But I think it was definitely, you know, Garrett and Co. speeding up the operation a little bit today and making him not feel comfortable stepping up sometimes. But that's my guess. Usually that's when Goff makes those kinds of throws, I feel like. When his rhythm's off just a little bit. And the thing is with, like, J-Mo, it's always these deep downfield shots, yeah. Which Goff can do well, but he doesn't have that flick arm like some of Cannon
and one
quarterback.
Thing that fuels his success, which, again, for the third straight game, no sacks on Goff. So that since that O-line got embarrassed on week one, they have really buckled down, and they've been amazing.
I'll tell you, Decker was working his ass off today with Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
And, he was.
He was working his ass off and really doing an admirable job. I mean, I got to give him credit, man. Garrett is a beast. That guy is just an incredible athlete, and with his speed and his power, and yet they were still just doing enough to keep him off golf, you know, pushing him wide or you know, whatever it was. But great job on those guys' part. Really good job.
The only time I was like, "What? Why are we leaving like a tight end to block Garrett on a play?" That one got me. But he was in the backfield so fast.
And I think one time Gibbs was like responsible for blocking Garrett.
Gibbs was too.
Yeah,
did not go to
mismatch.
Yeah, those freaky. He's so freaky and athletic, man. Like it just gives him like that, like almost like a. But like same way, kind of Hutches too. Honestly,
the coach is probably pissed at Laporta. He's like. You're covering Garrett this play.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Punished.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, the defense helped set up some short fields, so the yardage doesn't look as good in this game.
Yeah.
Goff's pocket movement was really good, though, too, along with the good blocking. He was very active and was making a lot of good moves.
Yeah, he was good at sensing because although he did not get sacked, there were some pressures there that got close, and he was good at just stepping out or getting the ball just out in time. And he could sense where the pocket was going to collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Laporta and Goff back to their normal ways, 3 catches for 39 yards, but always clutch big plays out of Laporta. He's just super reliable. There's no way about it. He's just like 4 for 40 every week.
He blocks his ass off.
He's just become that middle of the field, just yard chain mover. I'm curious if they'll give him some more shot. Like, I feel like with Ben, he got a lot more like touchdowns and like big plays. But like these are different kind of big plays. They're just chunkers over the middle where it's just really helpful. It feels like that. Yeah, well, were we talking about in the last pet pod how Morton or someone said this that Morton doesn't have like Ben Johnson had plays designed for specific players, like the mismatch, it was all but like not he lets all the players run every play now, like and gets them all schooled up on to run any route on any given play. And I think that's really interesting, but a difference,
yeah.
But
I bet Cephas couldn't have handled that. But anyway.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, that's out of pocket. Jeez.
Sorry.
What do you got against Cephas, Bob? Damn.
And Gibbs, 15 carries, 91 yards, so solid on the ground for him. Montgomery, opposite of last week, kind of a no-show this week. 9 carries, 12 yards.
I was hoping he was going to get the touchdown that won the series that he was in. They ended up not getting it, but it could have been another one of those Amon-Ra, J-Mo, and Montgomery getting a touchdown.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, that's
I know. I want him to.
Yeah,
and yet we still got the 34 points, anyways.
Yeah,
doing part two, a kick, a punt return touchdown from Leaf.
Leaf, baby.
That was a ballsy reception too. He caught that ball with a lot of traffic around him near the sideline, and it was pretty ballsy in my opinion. And he made a couple nice cuts, and wow, that was beautiful.
Once he got that angle, it was like he was gone.
When he turns on the Jets, it's so fun to watch him running, man. He was flying. It was beautiful.
And it was definitely the best special team. He went right to that end zone where his wife was.
Yeah. It was great.
You know, that's like the perfect example, though, of how you beat a lesser team who might still have like an elite unit or something. Like, it's harder to score against a team like the Browns. So you need to like you as a good team, you win in all phases then, you know. So that's when the offense wasn't necessarily playing the best, the special teams comes in with a freaking score. Like, that's just. That's huge.
Yeah, we've been kind of down on the special teams lately for good reason, but they were pretty good today overall, I'd say.
Yeah.
And you know who stood out to me? That Saylor. It seemed like he was making plays on special teams a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of stood out to me.
So, he had a nice 10-yard run at the end in the garbage time. And
yeah.
I still think they got to work on this kickoff, though. They're not quite landing it right. Or if they do, they get it too low that they give them time to run up, you know. Try to get a little more air under it if you're going to drop it.
The starting field position is ridiculous. It's like the 35 routinely for everybody.
I know.
It's a whole different skill set. Like using like a field goal kicker. Like, I don't know. You need like a trick shot kicker now or something. Like, I've seen some, they're getting goofy with some of the things, but you need someone. It's a very different like thing, putting it in a specific zone versus just booting it in a line. Like,
right,
and
they should just line them up on the 20 or something like that, and let them kick it full strength. I mean, these guys? I don't know. I just hate the new kickoff. It sucks. It's not fun to watch.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And if you're down by like a field goal or less with like 23 seconds left, you're like definitely far. You're definitely not out of it because you're going to be starting at like the 35 yard line.
I know it is wild how close to the midfield everyone starts now. So many drives seem like they're already at midfield, like right away at like one play in.
Right. And when these kickers too, I mean, Bates made a 58 yarder look like an extra point.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the Tampa Bay guy today made a 65 yarder, second longest field goal in NFL.
I know we were talking about that. We were watching the game. Isn't that crazy how now, like when I was younger, they would have never tried a kick like that. And
Never.
Then it's just a routine kick now. Like, oh, yeah, another guy got a almost 60-yarder.
Well, and apparently, like, they made a rule change, too, with the kickers this year about, like, the balls they can use. And, they're like, it's a much more comfortable ball for them to kick with versus, like...
What?
It used to be, like, they can use their own kicker ball rather than, like, the game ball that's being used.
The ones with the helium in it? And the,
like, no, it's just, like, a ball that they're more comfortable kicking that they can... use rather than like the one that's been like thrown around by the team throughout the game.
I did not know that.
So they're playing with their balls all the time now.
Exactly. You got it, Bob.
With their own balls.
Ba-boom.
But on offense,
I thought today, but
considering the defensive line that we're up against, I thought the offensive line did a really good job, especially protecting Goff, which was key.
Yes. Must protect Jared at all costs.
Only 16.
I mean, I'd say it's a run game,
passes,
too.
So it wasn't like a...
Isn't it...
a huge game.
Mahogany and Ratledge, they're already, like, gelling into, like,
They are.
top-end offensive line. They are. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch.
It's really fun to watch.
I love when Ratledge, with his helmet off on the sideline, he's got the paint on, he's all sweaty.
Had that big ass mullet on. Totally, yeah. Billy.
He's so they're so good. They have such push out there when they're blocking together. It's really fun.
They really do. It is fun to watch him. Mahogany looks funny. His body's funny looking. Like I don't know. He looks a little different. Like Ratledge is just your classic monster, huge guy.
Yeah.
Mahogany looks kind of I don't know.
Classic monster.
He looks different. I can't explain. He's He's got like he's skinnier squat. Arms or something, and like I don't know, but he's just
he's got a pear shape,
really
body.
Effective. Yeah. I don't know.
He's big.
I'm not knocking him. He's playing great, man. I love the guy, but
yeah, all right,
he looks different.
I didn't notice.
I don't know. Can't explain it.
Ratledge was looking good on poles. Like he was out there on the perimeter helping Spring Gibbs on that long one. He's so athletic. Kind of like it's like another Sewell running out there to get out leading blocks. It's freaking sick.
Yeah, it's just they're gelling so well. And Glasgow is actually really playing well, or they're covering for Glasgow. But I think Glasgow's playing really well too.
I agree.
This whole unit is just really come together in a beautiful way.
Yeah, and
so,
and it's an extension of that. The you know Brock Wright and Laporta.
Yeah,
you know, is the end of that line. They're because they're blocking great on pass and run plays.
You watch the Lions though; everybody's blocking.
Oh, I know
the receivers. They're yeah, all blocking, man. Everybody's blocking their ass off. There's nobody standing around. They're looking for someone to hit every time.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think you say that for other offenses out there in the league, but Lions are
because wow. Even when Jamo has like two catches, he's still affecting the game because of
yeah.
All the blocking he's doing.
Yes, and that reminds me of a point I wanted to say earlier. Even with these deep throws that are not connecting, it's still on tape. Defenses have the game plan for it in the future, and then I mean we've seen Jamo also do it successfully a lot. I mean, 1 week does not make it like a sudden worry point for me. Like you'll probably hear throughout the week because that's just
I just
how
think
the NFL
with that
news cycle goes.
But. That connection, I don't know what you guys think about this, but the Jamo thing, it seems like they're so close to like getting it really down. I know they've connected on some, but I mean like to do the consistent connection, that could be like a cheat code once they figure it out.
I agree.
Oh yeah.
They'll at least
I just want to see
the game, you know.
I want to
like
see
that
more,
last
like,
Jamo drop where he was running and they were mirroring each other and he like dropped it right on his hands. Like he would have been running still if he caught that. Like those kinds of plays would become more frequent.
I just want to see more. I want to see more like button hooks and stuff. Like they have the respect as speed, right? So he like looks like he's going to run deep and just turn around or hook or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's only 20 yard bomb every time.
Yeah, they have run like
not
I
want only, to
see more
done it.
Route tree.
I remember they ran that play once at least. I think it was in a playoff game where he got
what they opened with against down, the Ravens. They were just running him on like curls and stuff.
Yeah, I want to see more of that. Which
that would be good.
I mean, Amon Ra's doing it, so it's like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like you need that role filled by him, but I mean, I think it's good to use it to him from time to time, but I don't know if they need to force feed him like that too much as like a possession receiver.
And then our running backs, I just love how the two-headed monster, because week to week, it was Monty's week last week, and now it's Gibbs this week.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And they actually like that was like the most like number one performance by him with Monty, where like he was actually just like hammered in there a lot. Like they used him as a number one back, I felt like, in this game, and
yeah,
a bell cow almost, like, which was interesting. And I mean, it paid off in a lot of ways. I think they wanted his speed to have more chances with that defense. Because that defense was swarming.
That one touch on his was brilliant there when he's weaving, kind of weaving through the defense.
Was
it was only a short, 6 yard run or something, but it was just like got in, out, in again. It's kind of interesting.
I think it was 18 yards. But that was a beautiful play. That other touchdown, the touchdown of St. Brown where they called like sniper at the line. I don't know if you guys heard them. And like,
the screenplay?
He did that little,
or the
wasn't even like a
the
screen.
Tesla
it was like
screen.
A little like, it was like a no, that was like the pick route or whatever. I'm talking about the one where he was off the end of the line and like he did like a 1 yard little like curl thing and like Goff hit him. Then he just burnt off around the edge and like Sewell came out there and got a block to free him.
Yeah.
That was dirty. That was like, great, because like it was a good play call, but he had the athletics to pull it off, because that wasn't just like an easy thing to do.
Who needs sleep?
No, he's a beast.
Play video games all night.
So good.
Go out there, win a game, catch a couple touchdown passes.
That's what a producer KJ was saying. So,
well, because he was online playing with him.
Yeah.
He heard that story that Grandpa used to tell about seeing the the Bills partying at the hotel the night before the game.
Oh, those the Giants.
Giants, and then so like they went and put a bet on against them, and then they came in and wiped the floor with the Bears.
Yeah,
the old school players didn't need sleep and hydrate; they had beer and
that's right,
party
beer and cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Injuries. I mean, I was just glad. Going back to the special teams in the Leaf, I was just glad to see our special teams playing up to what we know they can be today. This is definitely the best special teams game we played all year. Jake Bates, obviously, with his field goal kicking. We have the punt return touchdown. Solid kick returns.
Stewart had a dope tackle on one.
What did we have?
I was going to mention him a little later. Just like that was a guy that just kind of stood out to me as like a kind of, on the goal line especially, he was on the goal line package.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been such a good stand. It was so close.
So close. Especially two quarterback sneaks being stopped. That's always hard.
Yeah.
Tyleek Williams had a really nice TFL at one point in the game where he was running out and just like buried the dude in the backfield.
Who's that?
I don't know if you guys remember. Tyleek.
Yeah, really was nice.
It was like
today,
it was like an outside zone to the offense's right, and he got into the backfield and ran the dude down. As soon as he was turned back in, there was Tyleek just boom. Yeah, dude's legit.
He is legit.
I mean, Reader had a good game too. Those guys, I mean, honestly, those guys are a big reason why this defense is so good right now, because they're keeping that firm middle and making it very prohibitive to do anything inside.
Right.
Did you get Jack Campbell today? There was one play. I think it was a runner receiver. I can't remember, but he was coming up short, and Campbell came late to the play,
barreling in,
and they got him for a 1 yard gain or something. But he crushed him.
Yes.
I think it was a reception, and as soon as the guy turned around, it was Campbell just barreling down. I'm like, that must be like terrifying.
Can you imagine?
He's such a massive human being flying in at you like that.
He's awesome.
With those dead eyes, like shark's eyes, doll's eyes.
He's a savage, man. And then he had a really great play on Njoku when they set up that little like underneath screen thing, and he caught him from behind where he had room to run.
Yes,
he
was another great play. That
was green, and all of a sudden Campbell just like classic lion tackle, just like bit long arms, came in and got his legs, and that was fantastic. Like one half a yard gain.
Yeah, the defense is really swarming in the tackling front. There was one that stood out to me, and I don't know who it was running around on the sideline going out of bounds, and like five lions jumped on him at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You know the plan I'm talking about? Like, it was incredible. It was like a whole pack of lions jumping on a zebra at one time. It just right on the sideline. It was just pretty wild. I don't even know they play exactly, but it was fun to watch.
That was right after Kirby got back in the game, and he was all pissed off and wanted to kill somebody. Did you actually? Because if you watch that, I'm pretty sure if you watch that play, Kirby goes flying out of bounds and then like takes out one of like the working crew on the sideline and just like didn't even recognize, just ran back on the field. He's a savage, man.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
he plays with a lot of abandon. I was glad to see him back in the game after he
went out.
I was a little worried about that one.
Was this the last time we played the Browns? Did we beat them before this?
I think so.
If we did, that would mean we retain the Great Lakes Freighter Trophy.
Which
is the trophy between this
this
rivalry.
Isn't that usually during the preseason we play this? Those count too?
Yeah,
with the Browns?
I don't think those count, but
I don't know. But the
Great Lakes Freighter Trophy, one of the greatest trophies in football.
They say the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lions Browns is one of the best Lions games in history. The Matt Stafford injury game.
Yeah,
definitely the best NFL films in Lions history.
And when the Lions were last good, the Browns were their big rival in the 50s.
In 2021, the Lions lost to the Browns, 13-10. Tough beat.
Okay, then we take the Great Lakes Raider trophy from them.
Wait, we lost to the Browns last time we played them?
Do they drink out of that trophy, too? They pour beer in and then you tip it over and drink out of it?
We haven't played them since 2021? Wow.
That is correct.
We should play them more often. It's a regional rivalry. It's not, they're so close to each other geographically. That should be like a more of a rival.
Took our they're both cities on the lake. One.
Tough. Do you know who quarterbacked for us in that game?
John Kitten. No, 2021?
2021.
Stafford?
He's 15 of 20. I'll give you a hint. He was 15 of 23 for 77 yards and 2 interceptions.
Tanner loves.
Oh wait. 21. Was it it was one of those random backup guys that we had for a while that we were joking around with
Come on, he had a stellar college career.
Joey Harris.
Oh,
that's sarcasm, by the way. He did not have a stellar college career, but yet he somehow was a quarterback in the NFL.
Who was that tall white kid that was pretty decent at running?
All right, Tim Boyle is the answer.
Boyle, yeah. Who can forget? Well, I guess we can.
Swift, though, 14 carries, 136 yards. Tim Boyle. I think Dan Campbell just took over play calling when they played the Browns in this one. So,
they
just fired Anthony Lynn.
UJ. Did you say St. Rita product Pat O'Connor had an amazing block in this game that was highlighted by the announcers?
You know, I don't think I think I missed it. Tell me more.
Was he playing O-line?
I can't even remember the play was. I just remember him going down the field. It was like they were pushing down the field. He was like looking down there and holding his block. So,
he was blocking?
Yeah, I mean.
Was it on the fumble return or something?
Kick and return.
Yeah,
on the punt return.
He's running his ass off out there. But
well, the highlight for him, Bob, I thought was when he got the pressure and caused a misthrow by Flacco on down near the goal line.
Oh yeah.
When he pressured him, made it so he couldn't even throw on the angle he wanted to.
Yeah,
that was a nice play.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he just continues to be a really reliable rotational piece.
Absolutely.
That's really important in the NFL.
Yeah, very important. I mean, they were rotating guys in there pretty good, too.
Lacy got in there.
Lacy got in there. I mean,
I didn't see him do too much, but he was in there.
Yeah.
No. I think Pascal might bump him out when he gets back.
Well, he's eligible to return now. It's after 4 games, so he is eligible.
That's exciting.
I don't know if he's ready yet, but he's eligible.
I think he adds juice to this line.
I think so is Rodrigo, if I'm not mistaken.
That would be amazing to get both those guys back.
Oh my gosh, Rodrigo. Really, well, with Cunningham going out, too, that's perfect timing if we can get him back.
Yeah.
So I think we're special good teams, news too, for Rodrigo. Right? He's a really good special teamer. But yeah, you can't have enough depth in the NFL. There's going to be injuries. It's just unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
It's so many. I mean, these guys are like thoroughbreds, man. I mean, the slightest thing, you know, that affect them. You know, they just
it's
go
just
down.
Massive collisions, man. It's car crash after car crash.
It's
all
true.
Day.
It's true, but
and we play so violently too. I think that's like I think we play so hard that it does have a negative effect on us sometimes. Even Jack Campbell said something today about being disappointed in himself because he think he hit Tarion with trying to get in there to get like an extra hit or whatever and might have caused the injury. And like I don't know how much of that is like really controllable, but whatever aspect of that we can control is worth considering. But if you know, if our violent edge is, you know, not necessarily.
You don't
want
to lose that. He did that to Amik last year, too, and he knocked Amik out.
Oh, in the playoff game.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, friendly fire is the worst thing out there.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I remember my college 100%. Play days. It's happened to me a few times. It hurt worse than.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, that's tough. Because these guys are flying around like missiles, man. They're heat-seeking missiles out there. They're trying to, you know. to it's fun to watch. So their aggression is beautiful. It's
it is
beautiful, but
I'd rather have aggression that you need to like control a little bit than you know need to try to be more aggressive.
Definitely. Yeah. Anyone else stand out for you guys before we go to this quick NFC North recap?
I thought Barnes had a good game.
Oh yes, Barnes. Yes, that was
Barnes did have a good game.
List. I thought he played awesome, and it's just really fun to see. Stay healthy, Barnes.
Yeah, stay healthy.
More and more.
Such a difference maker.
Actually, Anzalone stood out today too. I thought he was visible and making some plays today too, which he didn't seem to be so much in the previous games. But now in this game, he seemed more, much more like he's making more plays this game for some reason.
It was well, you know, chasing down Lamar was probably part of why you didn't see as much last game, even though he did get a sack at the end. But yeah, it's really nice to see our envisioned starting three linebackers out there, Anzalone, Campbell, and Barnes. I think it's just a really nice unit when those guys are all healthy.
I think the Lions defense broke the Ravens offense because they same thing today from the Ravens against the Chiefs. They got their ass kicked, and Lamar Jackson is hurt now. So,
oh, is he? That's
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he'd pull hamstring injury.
Oh,
So,
oh darn!
I think the Lions broke the Ravens' spirit.
You're right.
Probably.
Probably.
That's what we do. We break spirits. We break bones. We break spirits.
They do.
We break. Winning streaks, we break things.
So, what'd you think
the
of
Lions break things?
The chess match between John Morton and Jim Schwartz.
Actually, no, it's not. It's not. That's actually a good point. Schwartz was jacked up for this game. You could tell, man. They kept showing him on the sidelines and stuff. And to his credit, I mean, that defense played really good. I mean, let's just face it. We're really good. Our offense is very good. And their offense sucks. So, you know, we were on the field a lot more than they were. And but Schwartz was getting into every good play they did, man. They kept showing him. Yeah. You're right though. I mean, Morton had a tough job today and I think he came out ahead in this one.
Yeah.
I think I guess I'm not gonna try to glaze them too much, but I think saying their offense sucks takes a little credit away from how good our defense is. I think they got an okay offense, but we're going to make them look like shit because we got such a good defense.
Did they get their second touchdown of the year with us? I don't think they're.
Was that it?
I don't think their offense has been.
Yeah,
their
offense.
Yeah, whatever.
You're just.
I mean, our defense
is
great.
I like your effort.
They got good players. They were making some good plays.
Hey, they're in the NFL,
No, that's
man.
Like their fifth touchdown in the year.
It's their O-line is just not good. Oh, that's what I wanted to The real MVP was a Lion, a former Lion, who I'm actually really surprised the announcers never drew this parallel. Cornelius Lucas starting at right tackle for the Browns. He was beat like a drum so thoroughly today by Hutch. I'm like, I was just waiting for oh, well, there's the former Lion. Like, they didn't even like mention it in his background. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But, oh man, he helped us out a lot.
Well, how can a 6'7" guy can bend like that around a corner going full speed is just phenomenal. Hutch was just brilliant today.
Yeah.
Hutch is such a freak.
Yeah, it's just so much fun watching him play.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's so good.
Granted, I will say Garrett had the harder assignment in terms of personnel matchup against. So yeah. Hutch definitely didn't have to beat Decker and Sewell.
Yeah, I didn't see the locker room celebration. Who got the game balls today?
Hutch, I think, got one.
Yeah.
I did not see it either, actually.
Yeah. Then who else was on the
I don't know. I would give it to
Might
Decker.
Might have been only Hutch. I
don't know. Decker.
Yeah.
Decker did play really
I really would. Decker's seriously.
Amon Ra should get it every game.
Tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Sure Decker's like in a cold plunge or something. Just shaking off this game.
I don't think I've ever seen that guy work so hard, and he just was working his ass off.
Yeah, I mean that Garrett is like you can't talk enough about how freakish he is. I mean Hutch isn't the same caliber, but like that Garrett is just something else to handle for those. Like,
all he wants is a tackles, Super Bowl. Man. That's why he went back to the Browns.
That's right.
Hey, if they can draft an entire offensive line and then like their one of those young quarterbacks takes over next year, they could be good soon.
Well, like Ruddog, you were saying earlier, there's enough in this game to work on. So this is a coach's dream, a winning game with a lot of film where there's a lot of things to clean up.
Exactly. And,
there's a lot of things to clean up in this game. However, great win.
You know, though, UJ, it is funny. Like, I think you got you and Bob probably were close. I don't remember what Z's prediction was, but like, there was a somewhat predictable like feel to this game in the sense that whenever you have a really good team, but you have to go against something like an elite, just like defense like that, you're just going to have some ugly football. Like, they're just going to make it hard. A great defense makes life hard. And, you know, we had the advantages everywhere else. But, and even on offense, I'd say we have a greater offense than they have a defense. But still, they just, when you play a defense that good, it just, the game becomes a bit of a slog fest, a bit of a.
Yeah. I figured it would be, when we're doing the predictions, that this would be a different kind of challenge for the Browns too, because even though they have a really great defense, our offense is like top elite. I mean, that you can end up scoring another touchdown or two that another team's not going to score just because
we have no weak links. I mean, every receiver's dangerous, every tight end's dangerous, our running backs are dangerous, our offensive line is effective. Goff is a brilliant maestro out there running this offense. So, I mean, it's a lot to go against, man. Teams must just go nuts trying to game plan from the Lions every week. I mean, can you imagine
trying
to game plan for this team? Man. How do you game plan for this team? You know, like Belichick in the days used to talk about taking away their best weapon and stuff, but you can't take away one weapon from the Lions.
Yeah.
Or two. There's so many weapons. Three. You just – someone else will do it. It doesn't matter. That's why, like today, Montgomery, he was our weapon last week. He wasn't this week, but – next week he might be again. I don't know. It's kind of how the game happens. And it's just what a tough thing to game plan against our offense.
So we haven't even seen Tesla unleashed yet.
I know. I'm waiting for that to happen.
There's only one ball to go around, you know? You can't throw two out there.
No.
Right. I don't know. What's another our next shootout maybe? I don't know.
I mean, the Bengals have a decent offense, although they don't Burrow next week.
Yeah, without Burrow.
If they had Burrow. Yeah.
That's a good question, Bob.
They still got
the Chiefs. Then we have the Chiefs after that.
The Chiefs. There you go.
That could, depending on how it goes, it could either be a defensive battle or it could be a big offensive show, you know, on either both sides.
So I think our defense will handle
the NFL only has two remaining undefeated teams. It's the Eagles and the Bills now. The Lions do play the Eagles. November 16th in Philadelphia.
That most could be a circle really game one on the calendar right now. Like that's the standard test right there. That's the two heavyweights of the whole conference.
I think they are, and they because they started out kind of like looking not that great, even though they won. But they're getting it all together. It looks like
that's a good team.
Yep.
Yeah. The only roster in the conference that I would say you could like genuinely argue with the Lions, like who's got the more like just thoroughly stacked roster.
Well, if we meet them in the playoffs, the Lions, and we have Aleem McNeil, I think we might have a better roster.
Oh,
yeah,
Pascal Aleem, and
we don't even
Rodrigo
have Aleem
back
yet, y'all. Yeah. We don't even have.
Oh man, if we get all those guys back, this defense could look even more just redonk.
Aleem, Pascal, Rodrigo. It's like we're picking up three free agents later on this year.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, Rakia Sin, I just want to say, gave like a nice fill-in duty when Kirby was out.
He didn't do bad.
He was Johnny on the spot on multiple plays.
Well, Vontae Maddox is nice playing on Maddox. Safety.
Or Maddox.
Rakia Sin did get in its corner a little bit.
Maddox is the safety that filled in.
Yeah, he was playing back.
Okay, no, well, then that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I wasn't sure which one. But yeah, he was right there on like multiple plays.
Yeah.
Getting nice shots on receivers.
That's why they have him around, a good veteran backup.
Well, and I like his skill set for safety because he's got the cornerback skill set, and that conversion often works really well because they're usually a little faster than your average safety, and might, you know, his ball hawking skills might get it to come out
yeah.
a little bit.
And I wish I had the radio in Lions local radio instead of the stupid announcers for this game because I thought they sucked.
No, Jonathan Vilma is so bad. Kenny Albert's a fine, yeah. but like.
Yeah. He didn't say Jamar Gibbs this time.
Yeah, but just some lame insights and just some stupid stuff that they
He's
missed.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He's so
yeah.
bad. He should not have his job. Not that I want somebody to not have their job.
We should just get Tom Brady exclusively on our games. I'd be good with that.
I would be good with that.
Yeah, I like Brady.
I would be good with that.
Yeah, and Greg Olson was doing the morning game in the Ireland today. So he's
yes,
really
he
good.
Was.
Who was
Ooh, in Ireland?
Did you hear that the Steelers backup quarterback got mugged and walking through Dublin?
Yeah, he got
no,
mugged.
I didn't hear
he
that.
Got jumped.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Those Irish guys.
No, I did not hear that.
Those Irish people.
That's wild.
It's a criminals.
Way to show out Ireland.
He was like, can you describe it for me? Oh, it's a guy with a shillelagh. And,
you know, it beat me over the head with it. Hurts like hell.
Wait, we're having the quarterback with an Irish accent.
Well, that points out.
Pint. Next thing I knew.
Oh, he just, next thing you know, bashing me over the head.
So the Vikings lose that game 24-21. They fall to 2-2 now.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Freaking Aaron Rodgers. God, that guy's got more lives than a cat. He still
looks decent.
He still looks very decent. He's making good plays and he's hitting receivers.
DK Metcalf is a nice
DK Metcalf has got to be eternally grateful right now Aaron Rodgers throwing to him because his career is like rejuvenated. He was a stud today. Metcalf was.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's an athletic freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if even Russell Wilson was able to use them like Rodgers will be if they work well together.
So the Vikings fall to 2-2. The Bears win kind of a goofy, crazy one. They probably shouldn't have won.
No.
25-24, they block a field goal at the end of the game to win. Otherwise, if the Raiders made it, they probably win the game.
That was two bad teams slugging it out.
It was very bad.
Like, in bad fashion. It was just a horrible game.
The Bears can still not stop the run to save their life, but it didn't matter in this game, luckily for them. Astrid Gentry had 138 yards rushing and a touchdown.
I liked watching him play, though. I got to say, I've been curious about that guy. It's the first time I've seen him play.
Yeah, is that his first breakout game?
That's his first good game. He's been awful until then. That's what I thought, so. The Bears cure... Yeah, most diseases, right. Except for winning for the Raiders.
I like it because that used to be said about us.
Yeah. And
now we give you ales.
So yeah, they moved to 2-2 because Geno Smith threw three interceptions. That was the main reason they won. Even though the Bears didn't score after two of them, but. Anyways, so they go to 2-2, and right now the Packers are winning 20-16 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter against the Cowboys, but the Cowboys are driving. So this one could go either way. So we'll see how that one ends, but there you have it. That's what went on the NFC North today.
Maybe Dallas did win the trade.
Maybe not. Anyways, all right, so we'll wrap it up here. Thank you everybody for listening that decided to tune in to this.
Oh, hey, one last thing.
What's that, Red Dog?
Our defense is better than the Packers now because when the Packers played the Browns, they couldn't do enough to help their offense. And so that makes us better. So,
wow.
All right. Oh. There you go. Okay. And we beat the Browns. They didn't.
Transitive property.
I'm glad you stopped the show to say that.
Yeah, don't forget to go.
How's the transitive property work? The Lions lose to the Packers, but the Lions beat the Browns, and the Browns beat the Packers. Does that
Packers
make us better
one doesn't
than the
count. We didn't play. We played a crap game that like so bad, like and so dysfunctional that I can't even like really count it amongst like the rest of the games because like we killed ourselves in that game.
All right, so we're gonna wrap it up here.
All right.
And we want to thank, of course, first and foremost, our producer, Kid J. crushing it every single week. Justin, quick word on the Rams victory. All right, good job. That was it. All right.
Nice job.
No, I'm
Justin.
Kidding. I'll awesome. give you we'll give you 10 seconds. Go.
It was a great comeback victory. I'm Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. 50th career comeback.
All right. He always waits to the end. He always waits to the end instead of just getting it out of the way earlier in the game. But nonetheless.
Hall of Famer.
he probably will be.
It'll be fun when the Lions go into L.A. this year and smoke them out of the water. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
Smoke them out of the water. Oh, na, 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 na. On that note. Woo!
Spotify, Apple, or your podcast, please download, please subscribe, please review. YouTube at DTPK_Lions, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid and subscribe on our channel there. We greatly appreciate that. Otherwise, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Other than that, I think we're going to wrap it up here. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate you listening. We'll be back later this week previewing the Lions on the road next Sunday, and that is a 3:25 Central time kickoff. So it's probably like the Tom Brady announcing game.
So it's the Lions against the Tigers.
Woo!
The Lions against the Tigers.
Oh my!
Think about it.
The Tigers about to get
the Tigers lost the division today. So.
Oh, baseball Tigers! Wow. Yes, they did.
15.5 game lead. They
isn't that something? Wow, that's gonna go down in history, man.
That's crazy.
The greatest collapses of all time.
Well, we're talking baseball. We already did it on
that
note.
And the Cowboys just scored. So
yeah,
the Packers are losing now, 22-20.
All right,
field goal pending.
Oh man,
this is like, all right.
This is like the Manning cast for audio. We're commenting on the game that's going on.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate it. And last but not least, as always,
go.
Okay. Now the challenge is on next week.
UJ.
Oh, not again.
Yes.
I know you're big.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain. A Lions victory!
Go!
Go Lions!
We did it! All right.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.